गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधरा श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर श्रीमद्भागवतम क्लास एट इस्कॉन वृंदावन। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 38 अक्रूर विजिट वृंदावन। अक्रूर अराइव्स इन वृंदावन एंड द वर्स फॉर टुडे इज वर्स नंबर 10 एंड 11। दीज आर द मेडिटेटिव प्रेयर्स ऑफ अक्रूर विथ ए डीप डिजायर to have darshan or vision of Sri Krishna along with Balaram. Akrur is our acharya for vandana bhakti. Vandana means prayer. The deep desire for Krishna. So, Akrur has started from Mathura, Phalgun. Phalgun means when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears, that month of Holi. It was Ekadashi, a special day. Keshi came on the same day, in the morning was killed. In the afternoon, Vyamasur was killed. And Akrur arrives by evening in Vrindavan. So, this is the Krishna finishing his pastime in Vrindavan for almost little less than 11 years, and is now on the way to Mathura. So this is that transitional period. So this verse is Akruj is speaking. I'm just speaking means meditating. Is verse number 10. I am reading. It's not there on the board. Anyway, you have verses there. Apya adhyaha Vishnuho manajatvam iyasyo. Bharavataraya bhavo nijichaya. Lavanya dhamano bhaveta upalabhanam. Mahayam nanasyat phalamanjasa drishya. So, api means is continuing further prayer, furthermore. Adya, today, Vishnu, the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Now, this word needs a purport. Vishnu. Akrur is going to bring Krishna and Balaram, why the Vishnu word is written here. Manujvatvam, just like men, are manujvatvam, just like men, is not men, just like men. Like this is brave like a lion, but it doesn't mean that he's a lion. So Krishna is not a man, but he looks like man, just like man. Iyusho means he has, Srila Prabhupada's disciple writes, who has assumed. It means he has appeared in this form. Why? Bhara avatar. Bhara means burden, avatar means incarnated, bhuvo means on the earth. He has appeared to unburden the earth from miscreants, a load. Why? Nijichchaya, by his own sweet will, or by the desire of a devotee, because both are same. Krishna desires, devotee desire is same. Nijja means personal ichchaya. Lavanya dhamano. Lavanya means he is so beautiful and charming. And dhama here means his form. His form is very charming. Lavanya of beauty, dhamana of the abode. His form is abode of beauty. Bhavita upalabhanam. Now he is having his desire. I will have his darshan. Upalabhayam means I can see his face. I can see his beautiful lotus petal like eyes. I can see his red lips. It's like I'm going to drink the beauty of Krishna. Upalabhanam. Mahayam, by me. Nanasyat phalam anjasa drishta. What is the best festival for the eyes than to see easily Krishna? Anjasa means easily. Anjasa here means directly. Not in meditation like yogis, but I just open eyes and I see Krishna. So the translation by Srila Prabhupada's disciples, I am going to see the Supreme Lord Vishnu, the reservoir of all beauty, Lavanya Dhamana, who by his own sweet will, Nijichaya, has now assumed a human-like form, Manujyottam, to relieve the earth of her burden. Thus, there is no denying that my eyes will achieve the perfection of their existence. So this is the meditation of Akrur. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes, since the demon also get to see Krishna. This demon also see Krishna. So many demons came to Vrindavan and they saw Krishna. What's so notable about your seeing him? Akrur, you will also see Krishna. What is the difference? And then answer, now own will. He has appeared in the dynasty of Manu, Manujvatvam. Because the verse number 13 will give the exact answer. He has appeared in Yaduvans, Satvatam Kule. So all these verses will culminate in verse number 13. I will see Krishna who has appeared in Yadukula, in the dynasty of Yadus. As Vishnu, with the extraordinary beauty, which I realize in my heart. The demons may see him, but they do not realize his beauty. Will my eyes not become successful today? Certainly they will. This is Chakravarti Pal. And Sri Jiva Goswami writes, again out of the intense greed, he, means Akrur, has a desire to see all the limbs of Krishna. To see all the limbs of Krishna, Upalambanam. Today I will see Upalambanam. Him, Krishna. He eternally possesses Yusho. A normal human body. He eternally possesses normal human body. It's not he has assumed. It is his eternal body, human. A normal human for displaying the sweet pastime. Is this form of Krishna is for sweet pastime. It means Leela Madhuri. This is special than Narayan. Leela Madhuri is for the pastime. Though he is full of all powers and all pervading Vishnu. So Vishnu means one who pervades all. It does not mean that Krishna is Vishnu. Even in Ras Lila, the word Vishnu is used. This doesn't mean actually Vishnu, it means Krishna. So Krishna, who is all-pervading, who is all-powerful, therefore he is called Vishnu. An example of the past participle expressing an eternal fact is the following. I am Atma Apahatta Papama. The Lord is free of all sin. Chandogya Upanishad. Or he has made his appearance in a human dynasty, Manujyotvam. But this does not destroy his independence. He comes by his own desire. Though he actually comes by the desire of the devotee, the two are actually one. Desire of devotee and desire of Krishna is one. Any example you remember? Desire is one. When Vasudev Datta asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I will take the sin of all because they are going to hell and let Krishna put me in hell. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna is not incapable that he will put you in a hell and all others are delivered. You simply desire and all become Vaishnava. It means what devotee desire Krishna. Krishna has no business. This verse says, Bhakta vancha puri kare or nahi kirte. Krishna has no other business except to fulfill the desire of devotee. So when this statement Sri Jiva Goswami is giving, the desire of the devotee and the desire of the Lord are same. So he appears by his own desire, means by the desire of his dear devotees. He is not only the shelter of sweet pastime, but the shelter of various type of beauty Lavanya. It means Rupa Madhuri. Leela Madhuri and Rupa Madhuri. Rupa Madhuri, his beauty. Lavanya Dhamma. If I see Krishna today, will not my eyes be more successful? No. They will be extremely successful. And there is nothing beyond this. And then there is a verse quoted from Venu Geet. Akshatvam phalam idam na param vidamaha sakyam pashum anaveveśa yatto vayasya vaktram brjesha sutayo anuvenu jushtam yaiva nipitam anurakta kataksha moksham. The cowherd girl said, "O friends, we do not know any other success for those with eyes than the face of the younger one who plays the flute, the face experienced as he casts a sidelong glance of love, the face tested by people with eyes, as the two sons of Nanda takes the cows from forest to forest along with their friends." So these are the gopis saying the festival for eyes is to, anybody who has eyes, the only success is to see the beauty of Krishna. "I will see him easily, directly, not with some obstruction like shadow. And in this, in his actual form, are coming close to him. Will I not see him easily? Just by opening my eyes I will see him. Not by much practice of yoga, etc. Or, api can mean evidently. By desiring him, I will certainly be able to see him. It is not that I will not see him. I will. This is because previously he expressed certainly. Will I not see him easily? Yes, just by opening my eyes." And same things in other. Now we are reading the verse today with that we have to. So what is this verse? Akrur's firm determination to see the beauty of Krishna and the pastime of Krishna. Rupa Madhuri and Leela Madhuri. These are two words of Lavanya Dhamma and seeing the two things he is desiring to see. And he is giving us the instruction that our eyes will be successful only when we experience the beauty of Krishna, when we see Krishna. Now the verse for today, another. Ya ikshata aham rahito api asat sataho. Swate jasaha apasatatamo vidda brahma. Swamayayatmaha rachitais tad ikshaya. Pranakshaha dibhihi sadane shubhiyate. Yaikshataham rahito api asat sataho. Swate jasa pastatamo vidda brahma. Swamayatma rachitaistad ikshaya. Nanaha akshaha dhibhi sadane shvabhiyate. Ya ikshata aham rahito pi asat sataho. Swate jasaha apasat tamo vidda brahma. ಸ್ವಮಾಯ ಆತ್ಮನ್ ರಚಿತೈಸ್ತದ್ ಈಕ್ಷಯ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಅಕ್ಷಧೀಭಿಃ ಸದನೇಶೋ ಅಭೀಯತೆ. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಯೈಕ್ಷತ ಆಹಾ ಸ್ವತೇಜಸ ಪಾಸತಮೋಭಿದ್ಧಾ ಭ್ರಮ ಸ್ವಮಾಯಾತ್ಮನರಚಿತೈಸ್ತದೀಕ್ಷಯಾ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಕ್ಷಧೀಭಿಃ ಸದನೇಶ್ವಭೀಯತೆ. ಯಃ ಹೂ ಈಕ್ಷತಾ ದಿ ವಿಟ್ನೆಸ್ ಅಹಂ ಫಾಲ್ಸ್ ಈಗೋ ರಹಿತಂ ರಹಿತಃ ಡಿವೈಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಪಿ ನೆವರ್ ದ ಲೆಸ್ ಅಸತ್ ಸತಯೋ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಡಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸಸ್ ಸ್ವತೇಜಸ by his personal potency, apasat, having dispelled, tamaha, the darkness of ignorance, bhiddha, the idea of being separate, brahmaha, and bewilderment, swamayaya, by his material creative energy, atman, within himself, rachitahi, by those who are produced, the living entities, tata ikshaya, by his glancing upon that maya, prana, by the vital air, aksha, by the senses, divihi, the intelligence, sadhaneshu, within the bodies of the living entities, abhiyate, his presence is surmised. Translation by Srila Prabhupada's disciple, he is the witness of material cause and effect, yet he is always free from false identification with them. By his internal potency, he dispels the darkness of separation and confusion. The individual souls in this world who are manifested here when he glances upon his material creative energy indirectly perceive him in the activities of their life air, senses and intelligence. Purport by Srila Prabhupada's disciples. In this verse, Akrur establishes the all-powerful position of the Supreme Lord, whom he is about to see in Vrindavan. The false concept of separation from the Lord is described in 11th canto of Bhagavatam. Conception of separateness from Krishna. The whole theme is in this purport now. Mayavadi say this world is false. It is not connected with God. It means it is separate than God. That is the misconception. So, the verse is bhayam means fear, dvitya means separateness, second, something other than Krishna, dvitya, abhinvesha, ishita, something is separate than Ishwar or Krishna, that create fear. Syat ishad apitasya viprayayo smritihi asmriti. that create the opposite feeling. Because something is separate than Krishna, then we are fearful. The whole idea is, this world does not belong to Krishna, therefore it is for our enjoyment. This is the false mentality. There is the misconception. So, although all existence emanate from the absolute truth, Janmadiyasya, Krishna, there is Krishna. We imagine a second thing, this material world, to be entirely separate from Lord's existence. Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya, that's what it means. Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. That's what actually they want to tell what the generally Mayavadi say. With this mentality we try to exploit the second thing, means material world, for our sense gratification. Thus this psychological underpinning of the material life is the illusion that this world is somehow separate from God and therefore meant for our enjoyment. It is ironic that impersonal philosophers, in their radical renunciation of this world, claim it to be untruly false and totally separate from the absolute. Jagat mithya. Jagat means material world, mithya means false. Unfortunately, this artificial attempt to divest this world of its divine nature, or in other words, its relation to God. Divine nature in relation to God. Anything coming in your mind, some words? Daiviyesha gunamai mamamaya, daiviyesha gunamai. This material world is my divine energy. Because I am divine disconnected with me. Maya dikshena prakriti suyate characharam. Under my direction, this material world is creating. So it is connected with Krishna. It's Krishna's energy. It's not separate than Krishna. Or if you attempt to divest this world of its divine nature, or, in other words, its relation to God, does not lead people to utterly reject it, but rather try to enjoy it. If you think this world is false, then give it up, reject it. No. It is for our enjoyment. This whole world has this mentality. This world is for our enjoyment. Because it's separate from God. Actually, this world is created by God. It's for the enjoyment of God, not for our enjoyment. But we think we are enjoyer. This is our competitive mentality with God. So again, the whole philosophical understanding is, God is the only enjoyer. We are to be enjoyed. But false mentality of being enjoyer, enjoying mentality is cause of all bondage, all troubles. Only this mentality has to be changed to service attitude. Then all problems are solved. Therefore, when we take initiation with our name, the word Das is added, that you are servant of Krishna. Because it has to change our mentality from enjoying attitude to service attitude. That is the bottom line actually. We are not enjoyer, but we are to serve Krishna in his enjoyment as instruments. That is the bottom line actually. So, while it is true that this world is temporary and thus is, in one sense, illusory. Jagat is not mithya. but it is temporary. And because it's temporary, therefore it is illusory. It is not going to last forever. So it means it is illusion. The mechanism of illusion is a spiritual potency of the Supreme Lord, who is bewildering us? Maya. Realizing this, we should immediately desist from any attempt to exploit this world. Rather, we should recognize it as God's energy. We'll actually give up our material desires only when we understand that this world belongs to God and is therefore not meant for our selfish gratification. Now, this is the first part of the purport, particularly about thinking world separate from God and the consequences of that, positive and negative. Positive is that God belongs, let's say world belongs to God, it's His energy, it's not for our enjoyment, and it's temporary, therefore we shall not be entangled in that. And wrong is that this world is separate from God, it's for our enjoyment, and that is kind of cause of bondage, of fear and everything. Now the next concept, abhiyate, last word of this verse. Abhiyate is last word in the verse, which means surmising. The word, English word surmising means suppose. Without evidence, coming to the conclusion is called surmising. So the word abhiyate here refers to process of surmising the presence of the Lord. Assuming. Through meditative introspection means I meditate and see what God looks like without evidence. This process also described in second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavan sarva bhuteshu lakshitaha swatmana harihi drishyahi buddhaya adibhi drishtaha lakshnahi anumapakaihi. The personality of Godhead, the Lord Sri Krishna, is in every living being along with the individual soul. And this fact is perceived and hypothesized in our acts of seeing and taking help from intelligence. So though we now don't see directly God, but we can say infer, we can reach to the conclusion by indirect method that God is within the heart as a super soul along with the soul, and we can understand that by our intelligence, because these words are in this verse, dihi pranaha ikshaha. Pran means say karmendriya, iksha means gyanendriya, and dihi means the subtle body or the antakarna. So by these three, we can perceive God by these three which are given to us in the verse. Now, Akrur state that the Lord is free of, now first line of the verse. Akrur state that Lord is free of egoistic pride. Rahita aham is free from aham. Ego. It is comparison with the jiva. Jiva has an ego, but Lord don't have an ego. Akrur state that Lord is free of egoistic pride afflicting ordinary embodied souls. He has no ego. He is a creator. He glances over the material energy, but he is not attached to that. Therefore, he is free from ego. We create some house, we think it is ours. We create something and we think it is ours. But he created everything, but he never says it's mine. There's a difference between the two. Yet the Lord appears to be embodied like everyone else, though he has a body. But he is not having a false ego. How come that? And therefore someone might object to the statement that he is free of egoism. How can he be free of egoism when he has a body? Srila Vishnu Thakur comments on this puzzle as follows. How can we distinguish between being free of false ego and being afflicted by it? We have no false ego, but I am. So if I am means I have false ego. Everywhere Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, surrender unto me. Aham, mama. So it appears like false ego. Right? And there's no false ego. So how this can be solved? How can we distinguish between being free of false ego and being afflicted? If a living entity is situated in the body, somebody argue like that, living entity is in the body, he will encounter the happiness, unhappiness, confusion, and that occur within it. Just as a person living in a house, whether he be attached to it or not, cannot avoid experiencing the darkness, warmth, cold that occurs within the house. See, if we are living here in this hall, if the light goes, then we will feel it is hot. If in the night light goes, we think it's dark. So we are in the hall, therefore we feel what is happening in the hall, in this place. So we are in this body. So if there's a pain in the body, we will feel the pain. If you're confused in the body, we will feel the confusion. So Lord is in the body, then he can also feel like that. He may not be attached. But whoever is coming in this temple is not attached, because he's not going to live here. Just come and go. But he will feel all this. So Krishna is not attached, all right, to the word. But how can he avoid that? The answer is given. This objection is answered as follows. By his internal potency, Swatejasa, the Lord dispels the darkness of ignorance along with the separateness and bewilderment it produces. It means, when there is a darkness for ordinary jiva, Lord by his Swatejasa means Chitta Shakti. Chitta Shakti. Chitta Shakti means full of knowledge. Because of his self-manifesting knowledge potency, he is free from darkness. He is not influenced by that. Now we go to the Chakravarti Pad's commentary. One should realize the beauty of human-like form of Krishna with the eyes. Krishna is now in Nandagram. But as he resides in the heart, he can be realized through inference, surmising. Like me, there exist many people everywhere who must see him in this way. It means, I am going to see Krishna in Nandagaon. He's personally, I am going to meet him. But for everybody, he is within their heart. They can also perceive him. They can also perceive him. You have any example about this type of concept? Though Krishna is in front, but still you can perceive within the heart. Dhruva Maharaj is one example. He was seeing Krishna inside Vishnu and outside he saw Vishnu. Sorry? Markandeya, the example which I am thinking of, Bhishma Dev. where exactly there is a verse. Krishna is standing at the feet of Bhisham Dev, and he was directly seeing Krishna, but he was meditating on Krishna within his heart. This verse is like exactly like that. He's thinking, this Krishna who has come here for a moment will go now. But the Krishna I am meditating every day in my heart will always stay with me. So what we have to really learn from this is, we are coming for a darshan in a day, two times maybe. But throughout the day, how can we keep this form of the Lord within our heart? This is for practical, our meditation. It means when we come for darshan, we should so meditatively have the darshan of Gaur Nitaya Krishna Balaram Radha Shyam Sundara Lalita Vishakha Devi. With deep meditation from the lotus feet all the way, about their dress, about their ornaments. And when we close our eyes, we can see the same beauty within our heart at least for one day. And next day again we'll come and see. This is actually the purpose of this purport, that our everyday meditation should be very deeply focused on the presiding deities which we identify with them. Everyone should have his own presiding deity, maybe of the temple in which they live, or maybe their own personal home deities. And first thing when they get up from their sleep, they should simply meditate. And the last thing when before they go to sleep, they should meditate. And the whole day they should carry with them that form. There is actually one of the most important purpose of Archa Vigra worship, one of the item of devotional service. Always carry Krishna within our heart. So which, now you can see which cloth today Krishna is wearing. But when you are not in the temple, can you see exactly same thing? So this is what actually is our practice every day. Anybody has this type of practice? Some presiding duty you have kept for yourself. My Lord, every day I meditate. I come and see. If I'm not able to see, still I can see within my heart. This is actually what is expressed in this verse. It means still Akrur has not seen Krishna for 11 years. But now he's thinking, I'm going to see him. Say, yes, I know he's within my heart, but now I'm going to see the same Lord directly. So Akrur is a devotee of, already he's a devotee. If he's one of the acharya of the Navada Bhakti, so he's a devotee. I'm going to see him now. So he is the Saha. He is the seer of the good and bad actions of all jivas. Krishna is within our heart. He can see our good and bad actions. Though residing in all bodies, he is devoid of false bodily identification. Aham rahito api. Though the jiva has false identity, in this word api means jiva has a false identity, but Krishna has not. He resides in all entities, devoid of false ego, as the witness of everything. So Krishna is within everybody's heart as a super soul, as a witness. Then which verse we should quote? Upadrishta, Numanta, Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshwara. That is the verse. Upadrishta, he is witness simply. He is a witness. Why should there be consideration of having or not having false ego? As long as one is situated in a body, he must be subject to sorrow and illusion. If one is situated in a house, whether attached or unattached, he will experience darkness, hot or cold. Same example, just we read by Pashila Prabhupada's disciple, Chakravarti Pad writes, by the Chitta Shakti, Swatejasa, ignorance and its result. What is the result of ignorance? The result of ignorance is separateness and illusion cannot touch him. It means in this verse, there is a word, Bhidda, separate, Brahma, illusion. So, these two things, separateness and Brahma or illusion, are the result of ignorance. Ignorance leads to concept of something separate from God and bewilderment. And when there is chitta shakti, means a jnana, ignorance is destroyed. Now, when I'm speaking this, I recently had some simple realization when I've been giving class in Bhagavatam. All these sins are destroyed. The purport was like that. When we are not influenced by fruitive activities or speculative knowledge, and we surrender to the pure devotee, all our sins are destroyed. This was the sentence in the purport. So what is coming in your mind? Free from fruitive mentality and free from fruitive activities and free from the speculative knowledge and surrender to the pure devotee, what it means, surrender to the Lord. Anya bilashita sunyam jnana karma adhyanavritam anukul and krishna anu, which means this. So then I realize, how can somebody will be free from all sins simply by this? Generally what we say is, as soon as we take initiation, Guru will take all the sinful reaction. How? Because the seed of devotional service, Bhakti Lata Bij. And when we start practicing bhakti, even when we start practicing sadhan bhakti, klesha gani, all the kleshas are destroyed. Can you understand now the mechanism very clearly? Why I am saying this? We should be careful. If we don't follow the rules and regulation of bhakti, then soul will not go. Don't think that I am taking initiation, therefore all sins are gone. No, you have to practice bhakti, then sins are... He has given the process for destroying the sins. Is it clear? What is the mechanism is clear? Because he gives the bhakti lata bij, which means rules and regulation of devotional service, which means sadhan bhakti. And that destroy all the klesha, which arises because of ignorance. So ignorance is destroyed. Then the fruitive desires are destroyed. Therefore sin is destroyed. Therefore there is no clash. So if we follow the sadhana, then we are free from everything.
If you don't follow sadhana, then it's not. So here, what we are discussing is swatejasa, chitta shakti. Chitta shakti. And this chitta shakti is one of the energy of the Supreme Lord, along with haladini shakti, our pleasure potency. When it appears in the heart of a sincere devotee, then actually bhava bhakti manifests. It means without the chitta shakti of the Supreme Lord, we cannot recognize Krishna. For recognizing Krishna, knowing Krishna, we need the mercy of the chitta shakti. And this chitta shakti has to come in our heart from a heart of a pure devotee. And for that we have to aspire, we have to beg, we have to cry. Otherwise it's not possible to come. It's most important. Without these two, chitta shakti and haladini shakti, bhava bhakti will not manifest. Though it is there in the seed form. Seed is there, but you need light and water for fructification. So these two shaktis are important. So chitta shakti, because it is with Krishna, therefore there is no darkness. Because there is no darkness or ignorance, therefore there is no illusion. Because there is no illusion, therefore there is no separate feeling. Illusion means material world is false. Separate means not separate from Krishna. As it has been said, guna prakashahi anumiyate bhavam. But the most fortunate result is to realize the beauty of your form. But now time is over. Jiva Goswami and Sanatana Goswami has very elaborate commentary on this verse. I'm reading just one line by Srila Jiva Goswami. Three verses are joined together with a main clause in verse number 13. He has appeared in Satvat dynasty. It means appeared in a Yadu dynasty. I am going to see the person who has all these different qualifications, but he is now present at Nandagram. He has appeared in Satvat dynasty. Satvat means devotees and Yaduvansis. Sridhar Swami says that these verses answer the objection. What is the objection? If Krishna enjoys and perform action like us, how can he be considered Vishnu? If Krishna, this is Sridhar Swami's commentary, if Krishna enjoys like us, if Krishna perform action like us, how he should be considered Vishnu? Which verse will come in your mind? He perform action. Janma karam cha me divyam. His pastime are divine. It's not ordinary. Now, this is the opinion of the skeptic. It's not the opinion of a shastra. It's the opinion of some mental speculator. Since Akrura has already stated his firm faith in Krishna. Krishna is the agent in the creation of Maya, which attains ability by his glance. So Krishna only glances at Maya. He's not directly involved in creation. In glancing, he is devoid of absorption in task, aham rahita. When he's creating, he don't think that I am part of it and it is mine. No. He's unattached. Therefore, he is aham rahita. But I think if he's aham rahita, in glancing he's devoid of absorption and task. By not being absorbed, he is completely different from jiva. He creates, but he's not attached to it. Therefore, he's not jiva. Because jiva created, he's attached to it. There's a difference between the two. Now, second, jiva is a two condition. Conditioned jiva and liberated jiva. This is a conditioned jiva. What about liberated jiva? For that, by his chit shakti, swatejasa, he dissolved absorption, ignorance, and ideas concerning difference. This distinguishes the Lord from Jivan Mukta, who have destroyed ignorance. Those who are Jivan Mukta means liberated while living, they also have destroyed ignorance, but by practice. But Krishna, by his swam nature, swatejasa, is free from ignorance. So there's a difference between the Krishna and conditioned soul and Krishna and the liberated souls. So the two lines differentiate Krishna from the conditioned and liberated soul. And what is it? Chit Shakti means Yoga Maya. Chit Shakti means Yoga Maya. Through the Yoga Maya of the Lord, the Kumara attained Vaikuntha. The verse quoted is 3:15:26. Thus the Chit Shakti of the Lord and his direct presence are not different. The Shakti causes the destruction of ignorance. But I think there's a lengthy purport. Our time is over. So the first two lines are describing the difference between the Supreme Lord, which Akura is going to see, is not, he looks like human, but he's not human. He's free from false ego. He's self, with chit shakti, he has no ignorance like Jiva. And the second line, well, we are not able to really discuss the second line, that by glancing on the Prakriti, he has created the Jiva, he has given the Jiva the prana, which means the working senses, he gave the aksha, which means the knowledge acquiring senses, and dhihi, which means he has given the antakarana. And because of these three, we can also perceive Krishna by his mercy. He maya in this world, maya atman in this world, this maya also has the meaning of mercy, by his mercy. So there are different angles of understanding this verse by the Acharya. But I conclude here because the time is over. Any question or comment? No question, no comment. Which is mercy. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya, Nidhai Gaur Premanande.